Welcome to Redwood Community Radio's special series celebrating Women's History Month. Throughout history, women have led, innovated, and broken barriers in every field, often against the odds. Let's dive into their stories and celebrate their achievements.
Françoise de Beaune, pioneer of ecofeminism. Françoise de Beaune was born in 1920. She was a French writer, activist, and feminist, best known for inventing the concept of ecofeminism in 1974. Her work linked environmental issues with feminism, arguing that the oppression of women and the exploitation of nature stem from the same patriarchal systems. Her most important book, Le féminisme ou la mort, Feminism or Death, made a compelling case that saving the planet required dismantling capitalism. Françoise de Beaune believed that women must overthrow male power and the system of power itself. She also proposed solutions to overpopulation, such as increased access to contraceptives and abortion. Here are a few quotes. "The stakes of feminism struggle was not about equality, but about life and death for humans and the planet. The planet placed in the feminine will flourish for all. Better to meet with the woman now than with the apocalypse later." At age 55, she exploded a bomb at a nuclear power station still under construction. The water system was damaged and the construction was delayed. If you talk to her about terrorism, she would call it counter-violence, nothing more than, quote, "turning the enemy's weapon against him." A prolific writer, Françoise de Beaune authored over 50 books spanning feminist theory, ecology, history, and fiction. She was active in various social movements advocating for women rights, LGBTQ+ rights, and environmental justice. Françoise de Beaune's ideas influenced generations of ecofeminists such as Tara Hark and Vandana Shiva, who connect gender equality with sustainability. She died in 2005. That was Françoise de Beaune, the pioneer of ecofeminism.
These women's stories remind us that courage, resilience, and vision can transform the world. Keep celebrating, keep learning, and keep lifting each other up, because history is still being written.